We're going to have two teams. So what we'll do is we'll have Danny and Stuart, who are sitting next to each other. You'll be one team, and we'll have Carolyn and Duncan as the other team. So I read you a question, obviously, and you have to decide if it's right or if it's wrong. If it's right, you get a... And if it's wrong, then you get a... So here we go. It's going to be best of three, basically, but it'll be pretty obvious if someone gets there first. So Duncan and Carolyn, this is your first question. And you can confer, of course, so a bit of jolly conferring is fine. What's got more eyes, a dragonfly or a box jellyfish? What do you think?
Dragonflies only got two eyes, but they're these really sort of compound eyes, though, aren't they? Do they count as individual eyes?
My knowledge of eyes is limited.
And this is very embarrassing because I do have a son who actually works in insect eyes, so I should know the answer to this. Do jellyfish have eyes?
I think dragonfly.
Okay, well, if you can count all those sort of little compound bits as eyes, I'd go with dragonfly as well. We're wrong.
Actually, dragonflies have two eyes, and we acknowledge they are compound eyes, so they're built from tens of thousands of miniature units. But the box jellyfish, in terms of physical eyes, has actually got 24 different kinds. So the box jellyfish has more eyes. Did you know that, Danny?
I might have been thrown, to be honest, by the complex eyes as well. I could have been a little bit thrown, but yeah. Yeah, probably so would have heard on the side of the jellyfish.
Discovered in 1955, Chironex fleckeri, after the doctor who fished one out of the water because a young boy unfortunately died of the sting. And he was found to have found a new species of jellyfish, and it was named Chironex fleckeri in his honour. Mm-hmm. Right, zero for that, so you're doing well so far. let's go over to Danny and Stuart. Who holds the record for smallest vertebrate animal with a backbone in the animal kingdom? Is this a fish or is it a frog?
I'm looking at you here, Danny.
So
the smallest...
I've attempted to go fish. I don't know.
If I think...
To be honest, I don't know.
I can imagine a fish being smaller than the smallest frog I can imagine. What do you reckon?
Let's go fish.
Okay, we're going to go fish.
It's actually a frog is the answer, but only recently. The record holder until 2012 was an Indonesian fish, Peter Cyprus progenetica, and that was just under a centimetre long. But then a frog came along, which is Peter Fryan amanuensis, which was found in Papua New Guinea. It's just 7 millimetres long, this frog. Isn't that tiny? And there may actually be smaller vertebrates to find, but they're much harder to spot, so no one's seen those yet. Right, okay, we're level pegging, very high scoring round so far, 0-0. Back to our first team, Duncan and Carolyn. What would take longer, walking once around the equator of Earth or taking a space ride to Mars?
Well, it depends how fast you travel through space, doesn't it? If you could travel at the speed of light, you'd get to Mars a lot quicker than if it take you to walk around.
Do you mean kind of with standard space travel methods?
Yeah. No, don't qualify it. You can, in a rocket, it takes you 6 to 9 months to get to Mars. And you could also say that it depends whether we're on the same side of the sun as Mars at the time or not.
Oh, gosh, it's complicated.
Yeah, it's a kind of three-dimensional problem, isn't it?
Let's say it's 6 to 9 months to Mars from here.
Yeah, by a conventional spacecraft.
Exactly. I don't know that I could walk around the equator...
I think it would be a challenge, yes.
In 6 to 9 months.
So what are you going for?
Should we say it's longer to walk around the equator?
Yeah.
Especially difficult over the sea, wouldn't it?
You're going for it's taking longer to walk around the equator.
Yeah.
Yep, you are right. Okay, we have done a few back-of-the-envelope calculations. The equator is around 25,000 miles around, and so if average walking speed being as it is 3 miles an hour, that would take you 8,300 hours to walk around it. Now, assuming that you don't need any brakes and you can walk through water, few assumptions there, it would take about 345 days to walk right around the equator. On the other hand, spaceships have got to Mars in 156 days, so it is actually quicker to get to Mars. Very well done. 1 point, Duncan and Carolyn. Right, okay, Danny and Stuart, here we go. Which is larger, the number of germs in a sneeze or the number of trees on Earth? What do you think?
Oh, blimey. Oh, there's a lot of trees.
Yeah, but microbes are really small, aren't they? Yeah. You know all about size, don't you? You're the size
cells, man. Yeah, I suppose cells are in the order of about 2 microns, so 2/1000ths of a millimetre.
And like if you, the volume of a sneeze, so... Like a litre of... Is it that much?
A litre of sneeze?
I've got hay fever. Oh, it feels like a litre today.
But there's all that business. If you sneeze in a tube carriage, it kind of hits the back end of the tube carriage. Like you go all through the train carriage.
Well, on that pleasant thought, speed, would you like to give me an answer? Are you going more germs or more trees?
Ooh, more germs.
They're teensy, aren't they? Yeah, we'll go germs.
We'll go germs.
I'm afraid not. It's trees. There are thousands to millions of virus particles in an infected person's sneeze, but a recent estimate by researchers at Yale University put the number of trees on Earth at about 3 trillion. Would you believe? Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Although the number is going down, they caution. They say, you know, we're losing trees. Okay, right. We might as well carry on. You might as well have the last one. What releases more carbon dioxide? One human breath or running a Google search? Duncan and Carolyn.
Yeah, because a Google search doesn't last very long.
I'm just trying to think as to how to quantify the amount of carbon released from a Google search.
Well, presumably the computers that are running or what you need to have.
The electricity.
Yeah, electricity and what you maybe have need to have manufactured to enable that Google search. Should we be controversial and go for the Google search?
I'll trust you.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, okay. So you're going for Google releases more CO2.
Yeah.
Yeah. according to Google's own numbers, a typical Google search amounts to 0.0003 kilowatt hours of energy. You would need to emit about 0.2 grams of carbon dioxide to generate that as electrical power to run the Google data center. The average human, on the other hand, exhales around 1 kilogram of carbon dioxide every day. So at 12 breaths a minute, that's roughly 0.05 grams of CO2 in every breath. So Google searches cost more CO2 than a human breath, but the figure is a little tiny bit controversial because Google's figures don't include the carbon cost of running your own computer, which would, of course, change the equation a little tiny bit. So could be a tie up here. Right, are you ready, Danny and Stuart? What kills more people, sharks or selfies? Sharks or selfies?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I want to go selfies on that. Just because people like off the side of cliffs and things, isn't it?
A big thing recently, and like governments have started warning people to stop taking selfies.
There's
off dangerous ledges and things.
Like with a person with a selfie stick and it has a red thing through it, there's like signs telling people not to in dangerous places.
It's got to be selfies, right?
So, yeah, let's go selfies.
Okay, going selfies. It is indeed selfies. Sharks kill around 5 people a year, but in 2016, over 50 people were killed off taking photos of themselves on their phones. I say that's Darwinian evolution, but that's just my feeling. That means we have a tie. So it's now tie.
Tie.
No, you got one, didn't you? Oh, no, you got Google right. You got the Google search right. Sorry, we don't have a tie. So the winners this week with a prize beyond price, the prestige of winning the Naked Scientist Fact or Fiction quiz this week, it is Duncan and Carolyn. Very well done.